Let's try.
I don't really understand assigning student numbers by gender. Today's society is about equality and bringing people together, not separating them.
I agree. Even if you do divide the class by gender, it doesn't accomplish anything. You still have to decide the order of everyone within each group. I mean, do schools still actually do this?
I think some do, yes.
Really? That's just asking for trouble. Which gender do you go by? What if someone changes gender? And then how do you choose which group to put first?
I don't know. For those schools, it's probably an old policy that's never been looked at. In any case, I think assigning student numbers by name is the simplest way.
Why don't we assign numbers in order by height? This way, the tall people could sit in the back instead of directly in front of me.
Sorry.
It's okay. We'll be changing seats soon anyway.
We could assign numbers based on test scores.
There's enough competition already in the schools, don't you think? People in last place would just get depressed.
I have an idea. How about assigning numbers by rock, paper, scissors? We could even change numbers every once in a while. Wouldn't that be more exciting?
That sounds like fun, Erica. Count me in.
But you know, are the numbers really necessary? We don't have them where I come from.
How do they take attendance then? Or decide whose turn it is to clean what?
The teacher calls roles in alphabetical order. But that's about it. For most things, students either volunteer or the teacher picks people.
I don't know. I think it's good for us to have numbers. It keeps things fair.